Welcome to Mysteries, Myths, and More. I'm your narrator, Joyce Keller Walsh. My intention is to use this podcast to tell a story each month, sometimes fiction, sometimes not, that I hope you'll find interesting, engaging, and provocative.
February 2024, episode 21. I stopped podcasting quite a while ago and frankly didn't think I'd be returning to it. In the interim, I wrote the fourth and final installment of the Pitsley County Chronicles, entitled The Feather Tree. You can find information about the mystery series on my website, joycewalsh.com. During my hiatus, I was awarded a 2023 grant in playwriting from the Massachusetts Cultural Council. I had a short play called Slava Ukraini, presented last year as a staged reading in a 10-minute play festival by Theater One Productions, and had a staged reading of my new full-length play, The Johnson's Fantastical Family Tree, also by Theater One Productions, directed by producer Peg Hosman. I'm finished with writing novels, and only have one long-term nonfiction project that I'm currently researching, but I'm finding shorter pieces more appealing right now. When I wrote the following essay several months ago, it occurred to me to make it into a podcast. Then I decided to record yet another episode, that of a dark Irish tale. Is there any other kind? So here I am again with Bond, Jane Bond. You may think, while you're driving and I'm sitting next to you, that I'm paying attention to what you're saying, or listening to the talk radio station you're listening to. But no, I'm quietly deciphering an international criminal enterprise and investigating a unique way to kill someone whose murder I will solve in my strappy stiletto heels and sleek red Versace gown while playing baccarat at Monte Carlo's high-stakes table. Why, you might ask if you knew what I was thinking? Because I'm a mystery writer, although I suppose I should say I was a mystery writer. I'm not sure what I am now. A former mystery writer? A former playwright? A retired editor? Or an assets manager hiding in the secret life of Walter Mitty? Yes, probably that one. It's late autumn, past peak foliage in New England. Dry brown leaves flutter down and slide over the windshield as we corner onto the state road in our silver birch Aston Martin. We need gas, you say. I nod, shaken, not stirred. And I think the left front tire may need air, you say, looking at the dashboard light. Do you have any quarters? We've been married for 44 years. I love my husband. I carry extra quarters. Our 13-year-old Toyota has a problem with the tire sensor. Do we need air or don't we? Best not to risk it. It's a long drive to Monaco, and the mountain road is treacherous. Not to worry, we're just on our way to a midday medical appointment. We don't drive at night or during commuter hours, but the heavily traveled road north is its own kind of treacherous. I've actually been to Monte Carlo on a bus tour of Europe years ago, but I was running out of money when I reached the casino. Even with skipping meals, I only had $10 left to gamble, which I lost at the slots, of course. I wasn't able to pay the entrance fee to the room with table games, nor even to peek upstairs at the high rollers. I rummage through my purse past my Walther PPK and grab my wallet as we drive over to the air pump behind the gas station. We are second in line. Ahead of us is a blonde-haired woman kneeling at the rear of her black Gladiator model Jeep with the convertible top in place. It's too cold now to ride with the top down, but it holds the promise of warmer weather and wind-blown hair. She is color-coordinated with her vehicle, wearing a black leather jacket, jeans, and black leather knee-high boots. I can't see her face as she holds the air hose to the tire nozzle, but I imagine she is young and attractive. I was young once. In the center of the tire cover on the back of the Jeep is a stylized white compass with points leading north, south, east, and west. Circling the compass in white Gothic letters is the phrase, "Not all who wander are lost." Is she then a wanderer? I think yes. She's putting air in her tires for her journey. Which direction is she headed? South, I suppose. And then farther and farther south, perhaps to the Andes, perhaps Patagonia. She does not travel by map. I've been south, although only as far as Central America. I was younger then. And with my husband, he is by nature a wanderer. But he is 83 with health issues, and I am 82. Old, arthritic, humdrum, too late now for wanderlust. Yet that idea stirs longing in me. If I could live my life over, would I travel beyond the beyond? I like to think so, but I was too timid at her age, too conventional, too, well, unsuited for solo adventure. She hangs up the air hose, and I still only glimpse her as she gets into the Jeep. But as she pulls past us, I see her profile. I estimate that she's in her 20s and quite pretty. Sitting next to her on the passenger side is a German Shepherd, also in profile. I know immediately that she is Sarah Connor, fleeing the Terminator machines that will detonate a bomb to annihilate humankind. I don't think that's our fate. Artificially intelligent machines won't intentionally destroy us. Why bother? They are more likely to outthink us and thereby reduce us to irrelevance, not unlike aging into anonymity. I watch Sarah Connor drive off to her destiny while we head back onto the highway towards Monaco and an international spy ring. Thank you for listening. My next podcast, number 22, is called Willie for Home, but I have more than one story to tell in that episode.
If you like this podcast, please download and subscribe. It's free, and you'll find it on your favorite directories such as Apple, Google, Stitcher, TuneIn, and more. To learn more about me and my books, go to joycewalsh.com.